Riviere. Ridden away from the puck by Gonchar. The Penguins have it, and Gonchar finds Orpik in the pass to Senator Malkin. Dance a little bit into the fires in. Leave it for Gonchar. Slam shot. Score! It is Sergei Gonchar giving the Penguins a 4-3 lead as he smokes Marty Baron like a bad cigar.
Sergei Gonchar helps complete the comeback for Pittsburgh. Mike Lang with the call on the Penguins Hockey Network. Philadelphia built a 3-0 lead and appeared to be well on the way to forcing a Game 7, but the Pens scored the final five goals of the contest, including Gonchar's game winner. The Blackhawks used a blend of youth and experience to douse the Flames in six.
Buffett one-on-one now with Leopold through center ice over the flame line. Down the right wing, Buffett took it behind the net. Tried to feed it in front for Burge. He scores! Adam Burge, his first playoff goal! Puts the Blackhawks up on top 2-0.
Adam Burrish with the Hawks' second goal on three shots en route to a 4-1 series clinching win. John Weideman with the call on News Talk 720 WGN in Chicago. Chris Versteeg assisted on the first two goals to become the first rookie in Chicago franchise history to have three consecutive multi-point playoff games. 12 Blackhawks players made their playoff debuts in this series, but one of the veterans, goalie Nikolai Habibulin, made 43 saves as Chicago won its first playoff series since 1996. Perhaps there was a bit of a hangover when the Hawks landed in Vancouver because the Canucks jumped out to a 3-0 advantage, but in the postseason, no lead is safe.
Keith to the left circle, Eager pounds a shot that's into the foot of Salo. Here's Keith, and right save, rebound, score! It's Dave Bowen beside the Vancouver net! Luongo couldn't control the rebound. Bowen picked it up below the goal line, worked it back into the crease, and flipped it in behind Luongo. We're tied at three with 5:29 left in the third.
John Weideman again with the call, and Dave Boland with the goal, which may have rattled the Canucks, but it didn't break them.
Back comes Havla, up to Versteeg on the right wing. Chris Versteeg in front, knocked away and held in by Walker, which was lucky because the Canucks would have had numbers, but now they do. It's a 4-on-1. Raymond in, fakes, centers. Oh, what a save up Bernier. Salo scores! Sammy Salo on the Bernier rebound, and the Canucks lead 4-3 with 73 seconds to go.
John Shorthouse on the Canucks radio network as Sammy Salo turned in the late heroics before Ryan Johnson's empty netter made it a 5-3 final. Vancouver is just the fourth team in postseason history to win in regulation after blowing a three-goal third-period lead. The Capitals needed the efforts of a wily old veteran to finish off the Rangers.
Sergei Fedorov. 2-on-2 with Ovechkin. Federal. Wrist or scores! Sergei Federal with 4:59 to play in the third period has put the Capitals out in front for the first time in this hockey game. It's the Capitals 2 and the Rangers 1.
Steve Colby, the call on Federal News Radio in Washington, as Sergei Fedorov's goal was the difference as the Caps rallied from a 3-1 series deficit to advance to the second round. At 39 years, Fedorov is the oldest player to score the winning goal in a Game 7. A shocking finish between Carolina and New Jersey. The Devils held a 3-2 lead with less than 2 minutes to play, but the Canes knew who to turn to.
Picking a slap pass across the slot. Oduya punched it away. Now Prince in a right point. Snapshot that puck by Prise. Prise on a give and go on his knees. Directs it over to Pickett. A relay in front. They score! On the far side, UC Elkton was set up for the Canes. Tie it at 18:40.
Chuck Caton on the Hurricanes radio network as UC Jokinen scored the tying goal. Earlier in the series, Jokinen scored the latest game-winning goal in regulation when he tallied with just 0.2 seconds to play, while teammate Eric Staal scored with 32 seconds to play for the latest game-winning goal in the third period of a Game 7. No other team has beaten Martin Brodeur and the Devils after trailing in the last 2 minutes of the third period of a playoff game, but Staal's goal marked the third time in 7 years that Carolina has accomplished that feat. Once again, Chuck Caton with the call on the Hurricanes radio network.
Shanahan flutters an eye to center. And over Pendolfo's stick to the defense. Now Gleason to Staal. He's across the line. He scores! Staal scores! With 32 seconds to go, a stunning wrist shot that beat Brodeur on the long side, and my voice is suddenly back! Unbelievable!
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.